I'm Brian Goldfinger of Goldfinger Injury Lawyers, and you know what makes me mad? When insurance companies deny your claim for no good reason. That's why people call me. I'm the lawyer insurance companies don't want to deal with. Visit goldfingerlaw.com and get us working for you.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, William Liu. I'm speaking to you after the Toronto Raptors reminded us that, honestly, what it means to be a Raptors fan is to just be constantly embarrassed at every turn. Anytime you think you have a comeuppance, you might get excited because you're 12-1 to start the year. Anything like that, no. Just never get excited about the Raptors, please. Don't pick up the Raptors in that way. Just don't do it. I mean, just speaking from experience, don't do it. So, the Toronto Raptors played host to the Detroit Pistons, who are coached by Dwayne Casey. Obviously, Dwayne Casey, left Toronto on very strange terms. Obviously he's feeling a little bit bitter about it. And look, things look to be good for the Raptors for most of the game. They were cruising. They didn't even play that well in the first half. They're still up 12. They got up 19 about 6 minutes through the third quarter, and it looked like, you know what, the Raptors just got this. Honestly, the Pistons didn't really come out that hard to play. And then they proceeded to be the Raptors, which is to say that they embarrassed themselves in every single way possible. Obviously, when you look back at this game, it's whatever. Like, it's one game. I'm not overreacting. I'm just saying, in this moment, very embarrassing moment. Very, very embarrassing moment for the Raptors, who lost 106-104 at the buzzer to the Detroit Pistons, who completed a 19-point comeback by outscoring the Raptors 46-25 over the last 18 minutes of the game. The Raptors, for most of the fourth quarter, had just 9 points. The Raptors had a golden chance to win the game. They had the ball up, or tie game, 104-104, Raptors with 10 seconds left. Kyle Lowry comes down with the rebound after the Raptors get a clutch stop. OG and Anunoby play some incredible defense on Blake Griffin to force a miss. Kyle Lowry skies for the rebound. He gets fouled by Blake Griffin, but Nick Nurse pulls basically what is a Chris Webber moment, except in reverse. He calls timeout, and it kind of negates free throws. I mean, Kyle was fouled on the play, and the initial call was that it was a loose ball foul on Blake Griffin. The Pistons were in the bonus, or the Raptors were in the bonus, so the Raptors would have shot free throws with the game tied, so the Raptors would have just gone up. Instead, Nick Nurse called timeout, which, again, you can't fault the man. It's just unfortunate, really, but he called timeout. And so that negates the free throws. It's like, okay, fine. All right, fine. At least, you know what? Let's see Nick Nurse draw up a play. The play that was drawn up was for Kawhi to get the ball on the inbound. It was a little bit of a difficult inbound because the Pistons actually pressure the ball. But whatever, they got Kawhi the ball. And then they set a little cross screen with Kyle to just, try to get the switch with Kawhi on a smaller guy. Didn't really happen. Again, not much of a play. That's the whole play. The rest of the guys are just spacing the floor. It's just Kyle setting a ball screen. To be honest, very Dwayne Casey-esque play, which, I don't want to slander Dwayne Casey. He did a great job in this game. And he definitely does not deserve slander after a game like this. In fact, he is probably just laughing somewhere right now, deep in the heart of the Scotiabank Arena. But, Kawhi dribbles up the court. Has a beat on Stanley Johnson, is pulling up on the baseline, except no, he's on the Raptors. He's on the Raptors. It doesn't matter that he's a Finals MVP. It doesn't matter that he is one of the best players in the NBA. It doesn't matter that he was honestly having a great start to the game. Quite honestly, this second half was not good, but still, overall, pretty good game from Kawhi. No, he dribbles the ball off his foot because, again, that is what you do when you put on a Raptors jersey. You end up doing embarrassing things, and so the ball goes the other way. There's only 2 seconds left, so the Pistons have it. The first play that the Pistons try to run, they basically have Glenn Robinson come off two screens and go towards the rim. As you guys would recall, probably you won't recall because Glenn Robinson had one of the most unmemorable dunk contest wins ever. But this is this former slam dunk champion, so he's got some athleticism. And he beats the Raptors. The Raptors are caught. Right. It looked for a second like the Raptors were going to lose in very embarrassing fashion to Glenn Robinson on an alley-oop from the sideline, which, again, you cannot give that up with 2 seconds left. Except Pascal comes up with an incredible block, like out of nowhere, stretching his hands. Somehow he blocks the shot and it goes out of bounds and, clean block, everything like that. Not even a chance of foul. Only a second left, 1.2, right? So, again, the Pistons, no timeout. The Raptors decide, you know what? We're going to put JV back into the game because you want to be you want to have a big body at the rim in case you got to help. And again, no Serge Ibaka tonight because he had soreness in his knee, which I never heard that Ibaka had soreness in his knee, but okay, he had soreness in his knee, so he sat out. He wore a very nice suit and very nice glasses and basically looked like Pitbull on the sideline. Shout out to him. So no Ibaka. Normally, I guess you would have Ibaka in that situation, but no. Okay, you have JV in that situation. Okay, no problem. And the Pistons, again, no timeout. They're under the basket. I think they managed to sub in Jose Calderon, who was a trigger man. I think he threw the same pass with 2 seconds left, but regardless. The Raptors then, again, embarrass themselves because Reggie Bullock ends up sneaking free off a series of screens. Again, there's a big, you know, scramble, whatever. And he catches the pass clean right under the basket. I mean, right under the basket, which, again, is just a cardinal sin. Like, what are you doing? Like, no, I guess no one was really guarding the inbounder. And JV kind of recognizes the switch a little bit late. And Bullock gets the shot off over JV, scores it at the at the buzzer. And the Pistons win. And they complete the comeback. The Pistons are mobbing Dwayne Casey. Dwayne Casey is jumping up and down out of joy. You know, then he ends up leaving through the opposite tunnel. I mean, Dwayne Casey clearly knows where the tunnel is to the locker room, but, you know, he took the opposite tunnel. Why? So he wouldn't have to confront Nick Nurse, who I think in this case got thoroughly dunked on because, again, the Chris Webber timeout moment, basically. And then I think to sub in JV at the end of the thing was a little bit of a gamble. I understand that, but, you know, to be honest, even the timeout is understandable. But again, the circumstances are going to look back, and it's going to look really bad on Nick Nurse. And quite honestly, what should really look bad on Nick Nurse, despite the fact that he got thoroughly embarrassed by Dwayne Casey in this game. I mean, seriously, the Raptors needed to win this game. Masai was in the tunnel watching the whole thing. You know, it's all set up. The Raptors were whooping the Pistons, and then they collapse. And again, why did that collapse happen? Well, part of it was because the Raptors basically just ran a series of isolation plays down the stretch. They did not have an offense. It was not an offense. I mean, all the things you've ever criticized Dwayne Casey for, and by you, I mean me, really, because I've been doing this podcast for a while. All the things that jabbed at Dwayne Casey, and I'm not the only one, but I mean, clearly there has been discord in terms of how Dwayne Casey manages his end of games. I mean, Nick Nurse made all the mistakes tonight. All ISOs down the stretch. Literally all ISOs, all right? And look, I get it, right? You want to go to Kawhi Leonard, whatever, you know, for ISO. But the thing is, the Raptors just, for some reason, they could not solve Stanley Johnson, who, again, had an outer body experience in the fourth quarter. I mean, he hit two incredibly contested threes. This guy shoots like 20% from three. And also, he was just playing incredible defense on Kawhi Leonard. I mean, I think we all jabbed Dwayne Casey when he said that Stanley Johnson was the best player to guard 23. But he probably meant the best player to guard two, because Kawhi Leonard could not score on Stanley Johnson pretty much the entire game. It was weird. And especially not in the fourth quarter. But the Raptors kept going to the ISO. They kept being unsuccessful. They kept griping to the officials, because quite honestly, it was a bit of an inconsistent game from the officials. Although there was only 30 combined free throws both ways. So I guess it was a little bit of a... I don't know. Both teams were kind of frustrated. But regardless, it was just an ugly, ugly, ugly performance for the Raptors. Nobody could step up. Kyle Lowry could not score when it really mattered. I mean, he had a layup going through the lane, but honestly, for most of the fourth quarter, he really couldn't get a shot off. He looked kind of hobbled, to be honest. I mean, just to make matters worse, Kyle Lowry looked a bit hobbled. All right, that's not great. Danny Green picks up lower back soreness because he gets caught on an Andre Drummond screen and completely falls over and immediately exits the game. You know, we'll see about that. By the way, the Raptors are already down CJ Miles. They're already down Norman Powell. I think CJ's going to miss at least a week, and Norm's out, you know, extended period. So the Raptors are in trouble, and, you know, who knows if Danny Green is going to be fine for the next game, but the fact that they ruled him out so quickly is not good. And yeah, I mean, the Raptors have a 4-game road trip over the span of 6 days coming up. That's not good. You don't want to do that with your rotation the way it is. And if you really want to break this thing down, one of the issues the Raptors had, I mean, look, the Raptors, again, wouldn't be in this position, really, to blow a 19-point lead, because this lead should have been like 29. It could have been 39, honestly, because the Raptors could just hit some goddamn threes. The Raptors, 4 of 20 today, you know, shout out A, but like, seriously, 4 of 20 from 3, right? Last game, they were 13 of 45, so now they are a combined 17 for 65 for this week on threes. And so the Pelicans game, I'm not sure. I think they would have lost that game regardless, even though they hit a regular amount of threes. Tonight, they definitely would have won the game if they didn't just shoot 4 of 20 from three. I mean, the only clutch three they got tonight was from Pascal Siakam. Pascal Siakam hit more threes than Kawhi Leonard. Like, that's the kind of performance we got tonight. And part of that is on Danny Green, you know, obviously exiting the game. Part of that is OG Anunoby just couldn't hit open threes for some reason. I mean, he was basically Stanley Johnson in this game with 7 points on 3 of 12 shooting. Meanwhile, Stanley Johnson was OG Anunoby with clutch defense. Fred wasn't able to shoot threes. DeLon was ice cold. I mean, like, it was just, it's a concern. You know what I mean? Like, and this is how quickly the NBA can turn. It really is. Like, it's just, you know, like, the Raptors were playing great. Kawhi was phenomenal, like, in the first quarter. My God, he got at least two steals, was scoring at will. The Raptors were getting to the paint at will. Greg Monroe got his first actual taste at minutes when Serge was out. He had 17 points and 8 of 10 shooting off the bench. 9 rebounds as well. Looked pretty good, like, you know, in terms of what Monroe can do. I mean, first off, he was fit, which is not easy to be, you know, when you are a big man and you don't play basically for the entire season up till now. Monroe was effective and he did what he did. And the Raptors were doing well, but then it flipped and the Raptors had no answers. They had very much no composure. They had no bench production outside of Monroe and I guess Anunoby's defense. Although, honestly, I mean, 3 of 12 is an ugly performance. Van Vliet continues to dribble the air out of the ball. Minus 16 tonight in 23 minutes. It was horrendous from him. DeLon Wright, completely ineffectual. 14 minutes, 0 for 4 shooting from the field, 0 points. I mean, he is not nearly the same player he was last year. Malachi Richardson comes in the game, a little bit hesitant to shoot, and when he did, 0 of 2. It just was an ugly performance, man, all around. It's just a really ugly game. You know, it started off really well, and then it just finished so, so badly. And again, I cannot stress how much egg is really on the Raptors organization's faces after this game. Like, when you really think about it, basically to dismiss Dwayne Casey because you want a better in-game manager, and then for that first matchup to end like this, where your in-game manager can't manage a 19-point lead in the third quarter when you have Kawhi Leonard in your lineup, is just... It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing on every level, especially since, you know, tomorrow, the big storyline is going to be about how Dwayne Casey got his vindication, how he got his revenge win, and we're going to have to hear about this for a while. And again, the Raptors are now going to have to play the Boston Celtics on the road. It's not going to be easy. You thought Stanley Johnson's defense was impressive. Just wait till you see some of the Celtic players out there. I mean, it's ugly. Kyle's offense, I think, has really, really fallen off a little bit. Teams are really getting up on his three ball. He only got 3 attempts up tonight, which is very concerning to me. And obviously, his scoring was not there in the Pelicans game. And it's bad, man. It's bad. It's embarrassing. And again, look, it's early in the season. Raptors are 12-3. That's not a big deal. But it is a big deal. This specific game was a big deal. The Raptors kind of needed to win this game. There's a lot of pressure riding on this game. There's a lot of media at this game, too. And the Raptors... You know, it's just embarrassing, honestly. Like, if you watch Raptors basketball in a long time for a while, you just basically come to expect that, look, in the back of your mind, the other shoe's going to drop. That's it. It is what it is. It is what it is, man. Like, the shoe's going to drop, and this was not a good performance. I don't feel like handing out 3 stars, but, you know, I mean, I guess you can give Pascal the first star again. 17 points, 7 rebounds. 8 of 12 shooting, a 3 that was a hit in the fourth quarter. That's, you know, pretty good performance from Pascal, I would say. Could not guard Blake Griffin, but honestly, Blake Griffin getting 30 points on 13 of 22 shooting, I kind of will take it. The only issue I have is that the Raptors lost him so often for 3, but, you know, for Blake to only have 2 free throws as well, I count that as a good performance by Pascal. In terms of your second star, I'm going to give it to Monroe. 17 points off the bench. And... That's it. I'm not giving out a third star. Not for this garbage-ass performance. And then, in terms of your Gerald Henderson Award, I'm going to give that to... I don't know. Stanley Johnson. Yeah, sorry, what am I saying? Of course Stanley Johnson, man. Stanley Johnson, 12 points off the bench, 22 minutes. Incredible defense against Kawhi Leonard. It's just incredible. Lockdown stuff against Kawhi. It's like as if Kawhi was playing against Kawhi. Like, that was how good Stanley Johnson was. And I can't stress enough how much Stanley Johnson has not really performed up to expectations over his first four seasons. But tonight, he was incredible. And the Raptors, man, embarrassing. 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 So it is what it is. The Raptors play again on Friday against the Celtics. Yeah, I'll be back to recap that one. In the meantime, enjoy this feeling of misery. Really. Just let it soak in, you know? You just got to get used to it. If you're a new Raptors fan, just like take this feeling and just remember it very, very vividly anytime you get too excited. Because again, I swear to God, this is just it within the Raptors' DNA. It just really is. I can't really explain it otherwise. But yeah, until Friday.